more than $350 billion and still climbing.
Can anybody guess what the 350, that's $350 billion. Can you guess what it's for?
Who in their right mind would send 360 tons of cash into a war zone? But that's exactly what our government did.
And they did it in cardboard boxes. Really? Cardboard boxes? My mother always said get a receipt so we can see what you spent. So did my past bosses and employees. They always want to see receipts.
Not have a paper trail. I think that's absolutely unacceptable at a time we're asking for a surge of troops and we're asking for hundreds of billions of dollars to be sent down that gopher hole that apparently was not accounted for in the past.
$9 billion. $9 billion has been lost and is unaccounted for. No one knows where it is. $9 billion. It's gone. The whole thing. $9 billion. That's a lot of money. Again, $9 billion. Listen to this from CNN. So far, the war has cost us this.
It's enough to hire more than 6 million teachers, enough to build more than 700 new elementary schools in each state. 8 million police officers could be hired, or 6 million cargo inspectors for ports.
Want to hear some fancy numbers other than those numbers? These are some numbers you might find interesting. The amount spent each day on the war in Iraq is $220 million. That's $220 million each and every day. Remember New Orleans, Louisiana, a city we didn't care about anymore, never mentioned in the State of the Union, haven't heard much on the news lately? House of Representatives, the Republican House of Representatives, cut $300 million from the Army Corps of Engineers budget. You know, the fine folks who built those levees and the fine folks who are supposed to repair, or supposedly repair those levees. They're supposedly there to protect New Orleans. God knows the federal government is not. The average federal tax break for millionaires this year is $103,000. Congratulations. So, to recap what we've already heard, the cost of the war is $220 million a day. Army Corps of Engineers budget has been cut by $300 million. And the average federal tax break this year for millionaires is $103,000. Priorities. Remember Ken Lay before he died? Ken Lay was going to go to jail for destroying people's lives overseeing pillage of Enron Corporation. Will anybody be held accountable for what CNN describes next?
Government investigators say billions have been lost to fraud, mismanagement, or bad bookkeeping.
This week, Henry Waxman will be having hearings into the private contractors. Well, that should be interesting. But is anyone going to be made to pay and to punish for the stealing and pillaging of our own money? It's pretty sick, isn't it? I should certainly hope so. That election wasn't for nothing now, was it? I mean, shouldn't Paul Bremer and Donald Rumsfeld be sharing a prison cell together with Manuel Noriega?
Remember him, our puppet leader in Panama, who we arrested one night and put in jail? He's still sitting there.
Like Saddam Hussein, who we put in jail, but then we hung him. Here's another fun statistic you might get a kick out of. The war so far has cost $364 billion. Instead, we could have insured 218,207,000 children for 1 year. It's insured for 1 year. Poor kids. Nothing like no child left behind. Another statistic. Again, the war so far has cost $364 billion. Instead of that, we could have built 3,281,144 additional public housing units. 3,281,145. That's 3,281,145 additional public housing units. But numbers are only numbers. Fact is, no one's even talking about any kind of issues other than Iraq. No one's even bringing up in any capacity anywhere that I can see all the important issues that face us and face us these times, these tough times, except for maybe Don Edwards. I hear him talking about some things. And you'll wonder why I'm the last angry man. I think a lot of us are pretty angry.
We have 37 million, at least, Americans who wake up every single day living in poverty. 1 out of 5 of our children wake up every day living in poverty in the richest nation on the planet.
Gee, I haven't heard President Bush mention poverty, families, children lately, have you? John Edwards wants us to stand up and do something. That's what he said.
Who are worried about having food, who are worried about having a decent place to live, who are worried about having a decent life in front of them. Will we have the courage to stand up for these kids who need us to stand up for them and all these forgotten Americans across the country who need us? It's who we are. We cannot walk away from our people. Can the Democratic Party finally quit talking about access to health care? When we know what that means is not universal health care, can we finally say we stand now and forever for every single man, woman, and child in America having health care, universal health care? We will leave no one behind. We will not allow a single family or a single child in America to not have health care coverage and to not have the health care that they need and deserve.
Now, we can't get the money back that we lost in the war in Iraq, and it's probably going to cost us a lot more. But we can stop the bleeding, stop the surge. Certainly, we can have a debate about the surge.
And the gall of the Republicans to not allow a debate on the floor of the Senate regarding oversight and the war. Not even a debate about it. Debate. They should be ashamed of themselves. They're not here for the election in November? Have they not learned a lesson yet? I guess not. It is my hope that the people who stole the billions of dollars from Iraq get punished, and punished severely. Billions of dollars is gone. I have a feeling I know which corporations got most of it. How do you lose $9 billion? Hope Henry Waxman or someone can find out. And find out soon. This is the last angry man saying, aren't you angry now? Oh, yes, and from the podcast Capital of the World to the Progressive Geek, hello? Progressive. Make it yourself.